Next up, we visit PhD student David Weston from Cambridge University for his top neuroscience stories for the month.
So the first paper I want to talk about ties into the theme of navigation. So researchers from the University of Toronto have just published evidence that playing action-based video games can improve your ability to navigate your environment, and specifically your ability to pick out features in a crowd. So Ian Spence and his colleagues in the Journal of Attention, Perception and Psychophysics showed that people who played action video games like Call of Duty or Counter-Strike, so-called first-person shooter games, for at least 4 hours a week for the previous 6 months were much faster at finding specific objects in a typical visual search task compared to people who didn't play video games. And these first-person shooter players were way more accurate at identifying objects in their peripheral vision when taking on tasks in their central vision.
And what kind of objects were the participants looking for?
Well, they were given a very specific visual task, so they were presented with rectangles or boxes on a visual field, and they were supposed to identify if a particular box was rotated or if it was in a different colour. So these are kind of very abstract tasks that they were given.
I mean, I don't play video games at all, but I think I'm quite good at finding boxes should I need to find some boxes. So what meaning has this finding got for real-world situations?
So the results showed that even after only 10 hours of video game training, they could get participants to improve their ability to find objects within these visual searching tasks. So the theory is that in kind of complex searching situations, so for example looking at an MRI scan, we could use video game training to show people how to look for specific objects within a particular picture. And this could have real-world implications, such as being able to look at an X-ray and find something wrong, or be able to look at an MRI scan, or even look for a hidden weapon in an X-ray.
Oh, that's great. Thanks, David.